Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Ma'aseh Sheni, Daf Chof Beis in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, towards the beginning of Halacha Aleph. So, in the previous Daf, we started the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that when a person tells his friend to take fruits to Yerushalayim, and he says, we will divide it when you get to Yerushalayim, that's not right to do, because then you're basically paying with the Ma'aseh Sheni for the fruits. But if he tells him, bring it up to Yerushalayim, so we will eat them in Yerushalayim. It doesn't mention the chalukah, the division. It's fine, because you consider it to be a matas chinom, a gift. And the Gemara said that this difference of the lashonis is so minute, is so small, that it's not really clear. It's called halachos shel im'um, meaning an unclear difference. There is some difference, but it's a very, very small difference. It's really not clear to us the difference. So now the Gemara is going to come and bring other examples that we find hilchos shel imum, an unclear difference. So Gemara says in Baruch Chufalaf on base Tamun Taninu, we learned over there, Ha'oimer lepoyel holecho iser ze veleketli yerek hayoim. So one in Shemitah gives money to somebody and says, go collect for me vegetables. Schor mutter. So it's fine because he's not paying him for the parish fees, he's paying him for his work, for being going around looking for the fruits. But laketli boy yerek hayoim. But if he says laketli boy, I want you to use this money for the vegetable, meaning in exchange for the money you'll bring me vegetable, schor also you now let him make business with Shemitah fruits. Continues the Gemara of Chabes Amud Aleph. Lakach minanachtoim kikor bepoint yon. He's buying from a baker bread with a point yon. But he's not paying him. He tells him, when I get fine vegetable, I'll bring it to you. So that's mutter. As Reb Chaim explains and more understands now, the reason is because he's not really committing himself to pay. He says, when I find vegetables, I'll bring it to you. If I don't find, I won't bring it to you. It's not considered to be a prius baal choiv because he's not committed to bring it. But if he took a bread without giving any conditions, and now he owes him the money. He should not pay with the money of Shemitah. You can't pay a debt with the money of Shemitah. So the Gemara now goes and focuses on the beginning of that Mishnah. And asks the Gemara, what's the big difference if he says, just collect, grab vegetables for me? Or he says, grab vegetables for this money. The difference is so small. That's imum. I mean, an unclear difference. The very small difference is unclear. Continuing the Gemara, it says, Taman Tanin, we learned over there. Shoel Odom Mechaver Kodeyayin Kadei Shemin. Someone can borrow from his friend barrels of wine and barrels of oil. But don't use the word halva. Halva is mashma more of a mekachumemkar, a lending. What he should do is Loshen Hashala, which is more of a borrowing term. So the ma ben oimer alveni, ma ben oimer ashelini, is not a big difference. Because in both cases, he's not giving back the actual wine and oil, he's giving other wine and oil back. So it's more of a form of a loan. So what's the difference if he used the lashon of hashala or alva? Again, it's lashon shel imum. The difference is very small, it's not significant, but using a lashon which more belongs to mekach u'memkar, rabban said is asur, and hashala is a lashon he could use. Continues the Gemara and says, Piton, the bread of a goy. Rav Yaakov Ba'acha B'Shavir Nesun Oit Hi Mihilcha Shil Imum Hi. It also belongs to the halachot which are unclear, the differences are unclear. And the Gemara goes on to explain. Oma B'Yisei Kashyasu Kamei Rav Yaakov Ba'acha. I asked the friend of Yaakov Ba'acha, Ma'u Mihilcha Shil Imum Hi. What do you mean that's unclear? Kachani Omer B'Mekom Shepas Yisrael Mitzuyo B'Dinu Shepas Tehepas Goyim Asuro. Do you want to tell me that in a place where bread is matzo, you could find bread of Yisrael, pas Yisrael? So then pas akum, what's called pas palter, should be asur. Ve'imimu aleo ve'tiro. But they said that it's mutter, you could always buy a bread of a goy. Oy, or maybe the opposite. Pemoko she'ein pas Yisrael mitzuyo, when you can't find another bread, bedinu shte pas goyim muteres. So then really a bread of a goy should be mutter. And they said an unclear difference, unclear reasoning to tell me that it's asur, even in a place we can't find other bread. So what is the imum here? What is the thing which is unclear? Meaning always the imum that we use is to say that Rabbanim were matter something. They said it's mutter. The question, why is this mutter? Something else is aser. We're unclear. But imum usually is coming to give me a kula, not a chumra. And another question I have. Upas loik et ashile goimi. Why are you saying that bread should be different than any other bishul goy? When a goy cooks something, are you allowed to eat it? The answer is no. Kachan yoimer, would you say b'mkom sheit ashile yisrael mitzuyim, when you can't find a bishul yisrael b'dinu sheit ashile goy mutarim v'imum aleim v'asorim? You want to tell me that bishul goy should be mutar and the imum made it asor? Nobody ever said that. Nobody wanted to say that there will be a reason for the bishul goyim to be mutter. Adarabba, it's clear to us that bishul goy is asur always. So from these both questions, you see that the imu means there were more makel, there were matir. And that's what the Gemara says, elakenu, b'makom she'ein pas yisrael mitzuyah, in a place where you can't find a Jewish bread. B'dinu shteh pas goyim asur, really it should be asur, the bread of a goy. This similarly to what we find regarding bishul. Bishul goyim is always asur. But Rabbanan said it's mutter because bread is what a person lives on, and to give people chaya nefesh, a way to live, they allow them to get bread if you cannot find a bread of Yisrael. So Rabbanan, the kisu Rishav Yaakov Acho, kedivrei mishu matir. They said you are allowed to take a bread of a goy, or bilval min apalter. As long as you're buying it from palter, palter means a bakery, not from individual. Because the reason you can't buy a bread of a goy, we don't want a Yisrael to get too close, to get too intimate with a goy. But if it's a bakery, you don't get intimate with the owner. So the more v'loy avdin anken. What does v'loy avdin anken mean? So where Reb Chaim learns, as the Rash Tzirulau says, the Rabbanan did not want to resoimich on this, and they did not buy a bas palter. They don't buy a bread of a goy if they can avoid it. The Primoisha says the opposite. The law of the Niken, the way I allow you to buy a bread of a goy, even not a paspalte, even an individual pas, is also mutter. Now, in order to understand the next part of the Gemara, according to Pshat Rav Chaim, we need to go back to the beginning of the Amud. We learn in the beginning of the Amud that when someone takes a bread from a nachton, from a baker, and he does not pay him, and he tells him, when I find vegetables, I'll bring it to you, it's fine, even though the vegetables are Shemitah vegetables, because he's not committing to give it to him, it's only if he finds it. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya and their Mishnah argue, and they say you can't even do that. You're not allowed to pay for the bread with the vegetables of Shemitah. The Gemara is going to explain in a moment the machloikis. So says the Gemara now, Tani, lo yoyim adum lechavir b'Yerushalayim, hal chavit zu shel yayin mimakom lemokoyim lechalik. Our Mishnah said that a person should not tell somebody outside of Yerushalayim to bring a barrel to Yerushalayim, and to say, I'm going to give you a portion of my sasheni. But here we're talking the Braiso, that even Yerushalayim itself, going from one area of Yerushalayim to another area of Yerushalayim, don't tell them to take the barrel and I'll give you a piece of my sasheni using the word lechalek. Says the Mu'amma Blazor, the Abiyudo Vem Nechemi. That's the Shita of Yudo Vem the Machmir by Shemitah, as we mentioned before. They're so Machmir that by Shemitah I can't tell you, I'll pay you with vegetables if I find it. So in my sasheni, they're machmir, that even though we're in Yerushalayim, I can't tell you, I'll give you a piece of my sasheni if you bring me the barrel from place to place. But according to Rabbanon, it's a matas chinam. He's not intending to give it to him as a payment, and it's okay. Why? If so, why did the Mishnah, the mention is going outside of Yerushalayim to Yerushalayim, everybody agrees it's asur? Because there it's a tircha yisir. It's a big tircha to bring it from outside of Yerushalayim. It's a big schlep. So if it does that, it looks more of a payment. He's paying for the fact that he schlepped it so much. But to go and do a small schlep, just take it from one place to Yerushalayim to another place, that's something that the Gemara understands right now should not be a problem, according to Rabbanon, because he's not really paying him, he's just giving him a gift. And if you're machmir, it's because it's the shito of Yehuda and Nechemah, they're machmir by Shemitah. So the Gemara now in the Chabez and Udbe starts by trying to explain the machlekes of Yehuda and Nechemah against Rabbanon. Maran Kaimin, what are we talking about there by Shemitah? Im Behuda Melei Alecho Havli. If the baker tells him, here's the bread, you have to pay me with vegetables. There's no other way around it. Divri akol asur. So of course, he's paying with Shemitah and it's asur. Havli v'ana yoiv loch. But if the buyer says, give me the bread and I'll give you vegetables when I find it. And it's not a demand from the baker. Divri akol mutar, everybody agreed this is fine. Because here he's not committing to give him the vegetables of Shemitah, so it's not going to be a payment. Hello, kinan kaimin, is what we're talking about. When the buyer tells the baker, give me the bread, Barley on a Yovloch, I'm sure I'll find vegetables to pay you. Not if I find vegetables, I'm for sure, it's no question in my mind that I'll be able to find vegetables. Because it's not so easy to find vegetables of Shemitah. It's a big tircha to go and find it. So it's considered to be a payment of an obligation. There's obligation over here, which is hard to do. It's a debt. And he's paying with the fruits of Shemitah. So that's something that's asur. For Rabbanan matir, Yerukas Sodim Mitzuyim. Rabbanan say, no. Yerukas Sod is very easy to find. You can just go out in the field, you'll find it. So the guy's not doing a big tircha, he's doing something very small. He's just getting vegetables from one place to another. So he's not paying with the vegetables. He's paying with his legs. If the legs is a huge tircha, that means he's paying with the vegetables. But if it's a small thing to go from one place to another, he's paying with his walking, that's the payment, and that's not considered to be paying with Peir Shmita. The Rash Sirila says a little differently. He says that if the Yerukas are not Matsui, so it's an obligation. I owe you something. I don't know if I'll be able to pay you, I owe it to you. But if it's Matsui, it's as if he already gave it. It's not a really considered to be a Prius Baal Chayv. So says Rav Chaim, so what's the Gemara saying? Don't compare my Sesheni to here. My Sesheni, even if Rabbanan agree, it's a problem to tell somebody, bring a barrel from one place to another and I'll give you my Sesheni. Because there, when you say the Lashon Chalek, you're paying with my Sesheni. And by Shemitah, it's different machlekes. Are you rokas, so the Mitzuyim and not Mitzuyim? It has nothing to do with my Sesheni. So you don't tell me that the machlekes of Shemitah applies to machlekes of my Sesheni. Here, everybody agrees that using the Lashon Chalek is a problem. Says the Gemara now, we learned in the Mishnah, don't say in advance, bring this barrel to Yerushalayim, and we will split the fruits. But what happens, Mishehei lov oysom, once he really brought it to Yerushalayim, mal shiyoyim lo toil chelkech ov ani chelkech, and now that he gave it, now that he brought it already, can he say, let's split the fruits? Or, because he didn't say it in advance, it's not a problem, or just using this lush is already an issue. Mal shiyoyim lo toil chavis shiyayim, ve'onu oichim chavis shemen sheyesh lishom. Let's say it doesn't use the word l'chalek to split. It says, you'll take the wine barrel, I'll take the oil barrel. Because they're exchanging different barrels, maybe it looks more as a business and not as a payment. Now says the Gemara, Avu Ma'isa Behim Oken, we said in Ma'isa Shein, you can say, take it to Yerushalayim and it will eat there. If you don't use the word, we'll divide it. Does it work the same way by Ma'isa Behim? Says the Gemara, Avu Chogim Mudalif. What do you mean? What's the question? Why should Ma'isa Behemoth be different than Ma'isa Sheni? Do you want to tell me Ma'isa Sheni al deshe mechirosoy muteris using the gears of Abchaim? You could sell Ma'isa Sheni at Torah Mutar and then Ma'isa Behemoth al deshe ein mechirosoy muteris because you can't sell Ma'isa Behemoth. Are we at Oymer Hasser? Meaning it's all lotion of a question. The Gemara says, why should Ma'isa Behemoth be different than Ma'isa Sheni? You want to tell me Ma'isa Sheni you're allowed to sell and Ma'isa Behemoth you're not allowed to sell? That's not true. You're not allowed to sell Ma'isa Sheni and you're not allowed to sell Ma'isa Behemoth. They're both equal. So I'm telling you that Ma'isa Sheni I could do it if I use the proper lashon. So Ma'isa Behemoth I also could do it. Says Gemara, leis pshita loch di mutar. So it's clear that you could do it with Ma'isa Behemoth the same way you could do it with Ma'isa Sheni. So now the Gemara says, now that we learned that Ma'isa Behemoth is like Ma'isa Sheni, says the Gemara, what about the following? Ma'osheir melahal behemoth chayazu. Take this live animal, v'ano oichlim baso shchuto sheish l'sham, and we'll eat the shechted animal over there. And does that look like mortar? Does that look like business? Similar to the question they had before between the oil and the wine. If I'm not exchanging the same item, you're taking one, I'm taking the other. Is that considered to be more of a business, which will be usher, even if you use the correct lashon? With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Ma'isa Sheni Daf Chof Beis.